Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A и G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Amanda. Long time no see. How are things?
Oh, hi, John. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm planning my summer holidays, you know.
I bet you're going to travel somewhere. You've always had itchy feet.
You're right, Amanda. I'm going to travel again, and this time my destination is Russia.
Ah, I love Russia. I've been there 3 times already.
Actually, that's why I was looking for you. You see, it's my first visit to the country, so I thought you might give me some tips.
Like do's and don'ts, right?
Exactly.
Okay, tip number 1, plan your trip carefully. How long are you going to stay in Russia?
About 2 weeks, I think.
That's not much, but it may be enough for the first visit. It's good it's summer now because summer is the best season to go to Russia. Winter travels may have their special charm, but you'd better not try it if you are not used to sub-zero temperatures.
Good for me, I guess.
Okay, shall we go further? Are you going to Siberia or the Far East, or are you going to stick to the central part of the country?
The latter.
Anyway, take some warm clothes with you and take an umbrella. Rains in Russia are usual for any season except winter. And even in summer, the temperature is sometimes only +3 or +5 degrees centigrade. A jacket and a couple of sweaters will be enough.
Got it. Do you think I'd be able to wash my clothes in the hotel?
There are laundry facilities in hotels, but it's quite expensive. I think you'd better buy a small packet with washing powder and do it yourself. It's only 2 weeks after all.
Can I buy it when in Russia?
Of course. Well, are you going to travel alone or in the company of other people?
I'm flying to Moscow alone, and then my pen friend will meet me there and he will take me to my hotel. He has promised to show me the city and help when I need it.
Oh, good. But, John, don't forget to take special gifts for him and for his family. Maybe you can take pictures of your family and your city as well.
Thank you for your recommendations, Amanda. Look, I've got to go. See you later.
See you. Good luck.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi, Amanda. Long time no see. How are things?
Oh, hi, John. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm planning my summer holidays, you know.
I bet you're going to travel somewhere. You've always had itchy feet.
You're right, Amanda. I'm going to travel again, and this time my destination is Russia.
Ah, I love Russia. I've been there 3 times already.
Actually, that's why I was looking for you. You see, it's my first visit to the country, so I thought you might give me some tips.
Like do's and don'ts, right?
Exactly.
Okay, tip number 1, plan your trip carefully. How long are you going to stay in Russia?
About 2 weeks, I think.
That's not much, but it may be enough for the first visit. It's good it's summer now because summer is the best season to go to Russia. Winter travels may have their special charm, but you'd better not try it if you're not used to sub-zero temperatures.
Good for me, I guess.
Okay, shall we go further? Are you going to Siberia or the Far East, or are you going to stick to the central part of the country?
The latter.
Anyway, take some warm clothes with you and take an umbrella. Rains in Russia are usual for any season except winter. And even in summer, the temperature is sometimes only +3 or +5 degrees centigrade. A jacket and a couple of sweaters will be enough.
Got it. Do you think I'd be able to wash my clothes in the hotel?
There are laundry facilities in hotels, but it's quite expensive. I think you'd better buy a small packet with washing powder and do it yourself. It's only 2 weeks after all.
Can I buy it when in Russia?
Of course. Well, are you going to travel alone or in the company of other people?
I'm flying to Moscow alone, and then my pen friend will meet me there and he will take me to my hotel. He has promised to show me the city and help when I need it.
Oh, good. But, John, don't forget to take special gifts for him and for his family. Maybe you can take pictures of your family and your city as well.
Thank you for your recommendations, Amanda. Look, I've got to go. See you later.
See you. Good luck.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.